start it up.
Transmission.
is hunting the wrath from the bulls. Thank you.
It's the first time I've ever hung around in the lights. It's okay.
You guys are awesome for sticking around. Thank you.
They're dead. And you're going to be next.
That's the hotel management, I think. That's it? Oh, well, we got that. We got that taken care of. I just got out of a 3-hour meeting with Metro PD, and the hotel security. I've got a big favor I got to ask all y'all. Seriously. You know what? I will be happy to pose with you for pictures. Please don't take my picture right now. To give you an idea of the terror that you all strike in the heart of Las Vegas. No, this is serious as a heart attack. They have SWAT on alert. Okay? Every squad in the entire Metro Police Force is on alert because of us. This is not something to be proud of. You guys have been absolutely awesome this year, and I want to personally thank you. Seriously. You have been absolutely awesome. The poor chief of security for the hotel is being called by his bosses every hour on the hour, and he has literally asked, is the hotel still standing? Well, no, our reputation in this town is that bad. No, I'm not kidding, and that's leading up to what I'm going to ask you guys to do. We have been absolutely awesome this year. Hotel security is like we expected the second coming of Christ with you guys here. You guys have been absolutely awesome. And this is from hotel security. So we're starting to actually build some good karma back. The problem is y'all can fuck that up in a heartbeat. Okay, I need you guys to go to all your friends and tell them basically what I'm telling you, which is we're actually starting to build a good reputation again. We're actually back in an air-conditioned hotel again. And they're like, the chief of security is like, I had 5 pages of single-spaced information on what you'd done in the past to Vegas. He said, I haven't slept for the last 3 weeks worrying about you people coming in here, or his boss is really worrying about it. He says, you guys have been absolutely fantastic. Please, tell your friends they can also fuck it up in a heartbeat. And y'all won't be coming back. So if you enjoy the con, if you're having a good time, be responsible. Don't hack the phone system. Don't hack the hotel systems. Don't be blaring music out of your rooms until 4 a.m. Don't be dropping Red Bull cans out and almost killing a poor guy who works here. No, I'm deadly serious. That's what brought Metro down. A bunch of underage kids got a whole bunch of booze, opened their windows, and started tossing Red Bull cans out the windows. And a poor janitor almost got killed. Okay? I've been in Ohio. I like Ohio. Ohio is a great place. I was in Cleveland. Cleveland actually rocks. Having said that, guys, let's wind it down early. Let's show them we can be responsible adults instead of out-of-control 13-year-olds. And let's not bring the hotel down tomorrow. Or today, or tonight. Don't call me dad. This is your con, guys. You know what? If you guys fuck it up, I don't have to come ever have to come here again. I can stay at home, play with my son, not sleep. I can actually sleep on the weekend for 3 days as opposed to not sleep for 3 days. But it's not the underage kids. And frankly, it's that kind of attitude that I'm talking about.
No, I have nothing but a good attitude.
Okay, you guys need to police all the people who you think are going to be a problem so that you guys can continue to have a good time. We'd really like to just put an end to it now because they can hear, well, hold on. Or, you know, I'm going to leave it up to Noy and the other guys, but frankly, 4 floors down, they hear you. Yeah, but they are here and you're 4 floors down. I agree. And you know what? You know what? I can fix it next year. I can't fix it this year. Okay? Right? Yeah. Let's just have a good time. You know what? There's plenty of clubs. There are plenty of clubs that y'all can go to right now that are still open. You know, you're right. You know what, you're right, and I'm sorry. What I would really like you to do is not burn the hotel to the ground. Tonight, I'd like you to go, you know what, it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe we can wind it down a little bit. Have a chill scene. Just relax. You don't understand. Bro, you don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Next year, we will make sure we fix the problems we had this year. Yeah. If y'all don't fuck it up, yeah. They want us back. Right now, they're like, you know what? You guys are actually a cool bunch of guys. We heard you were fucking, you know, like I said, the second coming. You're not. You've actually been really cool. We really appreciate it. We want you back next year. Dean, well, we're going to work on that. The chief of security made the call. He said, you know what? Because they were moving people out of the floors. So just let's wind it down. Let's have a good time. But let's have a quieter good time instead of a loud good time. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
He's letting us play one more song. This song's called Love, and we're serious about it. That is the mood we got to be in. I think he's totally right about that, because we don't want to get kicked out of this town. You know, if we get kicked out of the hotel, big deal, but kicked out of the town, that's no good, right? So one more song. This one's Love. Hold on. Should be playing. I don't know. It's not playing. Okay, I got it. Sorry. We live for I'm
it's in the blood. A heat for love. Irresistible. Irresistible.
All right, good night, everybody. We love you guys.